Hello, good morning and welcome. My name is Graham and I'm delighted to be with you all today as we start these journeys into asking what it is to be really free. Free from constraints and conformity, free from constant testing and peer pressure, and free from unsafe and uninspiring school environments. Free to let children explore the world around them through play, cooperation and inspiration. Free to let children learn naturally, following their innate curiosity and endless creativity.
We come to see that learning isn't about doing well at school. It's about engaging with life.
I'll be here for you, and I will serve you, and I will carry your message around.
As we continue these adventures into homeschooling, child-led learning, and the future of education, we are definitely delighted today to welcome the First Lady of Unschooling, Pam Larikia. Pam is one of my personal first inspirations to look into this wonderful world of homeschooling and child-led learning with her podcast, Exploring Unschooling. Pam has a definite unique perspective from unschooling her four children and now interviewing so many inspirational characters in the world of alternative education. And these are families that have actually trodden this path and they're shining their light for us all to follow. So thank you so much for joining us today, Pam.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Graham. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, I definitely think your podcast has been a big influence on me, getting to the depths of all these fascinating topics of people that have been doing this for so long. We just start these conversations off generally with letting our listeners know a little about your own journey, your own self, and looking back now on your own school experience. How do you feel that benefited you? Do you find you use many things from the time you learned back then? Was it worthwhile use of your time?
Well, I did well in school grade-wise, and I graduated from a specialized five-year university program. And the question of whether it's a worthwhile use of my time, I do know that the choices I made and the experiences that I had within those school constraints shaped me into the person that I am today, and I like who I am, so those years definitely weren't wasted. But I did find that looking back on them as I was learning about unschooling and figuring out unschooling and realizing how much of the things that I was taught that I don't use day to day. So that really helped me as I was starting to pick apart the idea of whether or not a curriculum was a useful way to guide learning.
Right. So you did have your doubts back then, yes. And before we go into a little bit more detail about your present day life, could you just give us an idea of your own journey into the homeschooling, unschooling world? Where did it begin? And was there a trigger that maybe prompted you to look for alternatives to the traditional school model for your own children's education?
Well, definitely there was a trigger. My eldest didn't mesh very well with the classroom environment. So over the years, I worked with his teachers and the school principal, and I even gave a presentation on spirited kids at a teacher's meeting. But when it came down to it, the kids have to fit into the environment, not the other way around. So when he hit grade four, we tried a private school for a few months, which was better. But in early 2002, I discovered homeschooling. So it was just a few weeks later in March break when I talked to the kids and I say, hey, I just discovered you don't actually have to go to school. Would you like to stay home and learn? And they all enthusiastically said yes, and they just didn't go back.
Right. Yeah, that was going to be a question. Was there any doubt? But no, it's instant. Yes, they like the sound of it. Do you remember what appealed to them back in when you raised the subjects?
Appeal to them, I would say, would be that they didn't actually have to go somewhere else and be separated from the things that they enjoyed doing, right? It was more of a burden, something that they had to get through so that they could get home and have fun playing and doing their own things. So they were so excited to just get back full time to all the stuff that they loved.
Right. School was just kind of getting in the way of their actual, yeah, real passions in life. Yeah, I can really relate to that. And looking back when you started the journey, were you nervous? And was there a community around you that offered support And for anyone maybe thinking of starting this journey, can you offer any inspirational figures that maybe you followed back then?
Well, when we started, definitely I was nervous, but at that point I was even more excited because, as I mentioned, we had tried all sorts of things. I didn't actually know anyone in person who was homeschooling. I had never heard of it until a couple months before we dove in. Yet with all the education research I'd been doing around my son's situation and from watching my children just learning cool stuff at home when they were home, I was totally primed for the, hey, homeschooling's a thing. I was like, oh, great, you know. At the time, I picked up a couple of books. I think there was The First Year of Homeschooling Your Child and The Homeschooling Book of Answers by Linda Dobson were both out. And then I went online really for inspiration and information about it. And it wasn't long before I came across unschooling as a style of homeschooling, and I was totally hooked. I picked up The Unschooling Handbook by Mary Griffith, and back then there was an unschooling.com forum. And soon there were a few Yahoo groups, and I was soaking it in. You know, Ann Oman was writing, and Sandra Dodd, and Joyce Federal, and Kelly Lovejoy. And I remember when I was first reading around, I remember thinking a few times, well, we won't be doing that. You know, I keep reading.
Right.
We won't be doing that. That's okay. But as I continued to learn more, you know, sure enough, a few months later, I was now understanding the principles behind those choices they were making. And of course, we were doing them too.
Right. That was kind of my next question is, was there, when you started this idea that there needed to be a strict structure of learning at home, perhaps even modeling a school in some sense, or did you find, or did you plan from day one to go into the complete unschooling philosophies?
Well, I think there was maybe 2 or 3 weeks where I kind of tried to entice them into doing a bit of workbook work. You know, they left at the end of March and we hung out for a couple months, and then it was probably around May and I thought, oh, it's almost the end of the school year. I'll just grab a couple of workbooks and they can do a little bit and then we'll take the summer off. But they resisted, and I was trying to coax them. But at the same time, as I said, I was reading about unschooling, and I quickly realized just by watching them that they were learning so much more through all their own activities than they were through the little bit of workbook work that I could get them to do. And here I was trying to coax them away from all that great learning that they were deeply engaged in to do some mediocre at best learning that didn't apply to their lives. So, you know, it didn't sink in. It wasn't something that was useful to them. So, you know, as I said, 2 or 3 weeks, I saw how completely irrelevant the workbook work was to their lives. And that was the end of that. We were right into unschooling.
That does seem to be a thread coming through on all the guests we've had. Difference between learning and living, or there's still some people might see a distinction between those two. You have such a wealth of knowledge on this. I'd recommend all of our listeners to check out your website, Exploring Unschooling and Living Joyfully, which we'll give the details later. And one of the quotes I love from you is, the principles of unschooling begin to weave seamlessly into your days. It soon grows beyond an education method to a lifestyle. I think that really sums it up. You know, you're just living a life and learning is happening naturally. But I was wondering if you could just give us maybe a couple of examples of how this looks in a day-to-day, well, back then in the day-to-day. And just maybe elaborate on that difference that maybe some people see a distinction between learning and living.
Well, definitely that was something, you know, when we first came to unschooling, most often, like, I was seeing it as a way to replace school, right? As just a different way to learn those school things. And it definitely is. But then as we learn more about unschooling, as I did, we're challenged to expand not only that the scope of that learning, but to see how it really happens. And we start to see how limiting it to slicing the world into those academic subjects, you know, for example, how an interest in baseball, can touch on health and physics and math and history and geography and so much more. We come to see how limiting it is when each of those are studied separately. And we come to see how all learning is valuable. We don't place a premium on something just because it's in a curriculum somewhere. We come to see that learning isn't about doing well at school. It's about engaging with life. So we discover that age and learning are independent of each other. Outside of school, it doesn't matter if our kids learn, I don't know, how airplanes fly when they're 7, 13, 18, 25, or never. What is important is that it happens when they're curious about it, because that's when they'll be intrinsically motivated to figure it out, even if it's hard. And they'll remember it because they had a reason to know it, that it was useful to them. It was connected to something in their lives. It wasn't memorizing a fact for a test. So once you see that learning truly is happening all the time, you stop distinguishing it from life. And not only that, it becomes apparent that there's something even more fundamental that lies underneath the learning, and that's our relationships with our children. We discover that when we focus on cultivating connected and trusting relationships, the learning organically and beautifully bubbles up from that. So we just stop looking for learning completely, and we just concentrate on living fun, engaged life, just exploring our world, what catches our interests. And the learning just happens.
That's great. Wow. That sums it up there for everyone, I think. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, you can see, I think, 100 episodes of the podcast, and it's all, yeah, just summed up in that beautiful reflection. Thank you, Pam. I'm sure everyone took a lot away from that. And I think now the proof is there. You know, the Sudbury Valley, or your own family, the Unschooled Family Adventures, and they're just the children that are coming out, just being able to be so much more creative, innovative, self-reliant, self-directed. And I just like how different your life could be. I don't know if you ever thought, and what qualities you feel your children definitely possess through choosing this path, as opposed to the traditional public school model. How would you perhaps see how different your life is? I mean, it's a huge question, I know.
Yes, our lives are definitely unconventional. But I guess a couple of the qualities that I most appreciate that my kids have gained through growing up unschooling. Number one is that they're in their 20s and they still love learning. In fact, just like we were talking about, they don't really separate it out from any other aspect of their days. It just happens as they go about their lives. They're still curious and engaged and pursuing what they're interested in and, you know, confident in making choices. And part of that is the other quality that I love. And it's that their deep level of self-awareness. They understand themselves intimately. So, you know, their likes and their dislikes, their strengths and challenges, what makes them tick, you know, because that's pretty rare, even in adults. And it's so valuable as they explore how they mesh with the world. So I think that combination of embracing lifelong learning while having a strong sense of themselves is just such a great way to approach their lives, especially as the pace of change in the world continues to increase, right? So they're just so adaptable in a way that they're happy to learn new things and they understand themselves and they pick out the things that mesh well with them.
Right. Yeah. Those are all amazing qualities that, if being around anyone that's had that freedom to learn and pursue their passions, you can definitely see that coming through. Thank you so much for this, Pam. You've just been really a great guest. I mean, just, I'm kind of speechless in all the things that are coming up and how succinctly you put them across to anyone just starting this journey. If anyone is thinking of starting, looking at alternatives, they're not happy with their children's education, but they may have some fears about taking their children out of a public school, either through family, friends, or social pressures, or just simply overwhelmed with the choices out there. Where would you suggest the good places to start, and what advice could you give anyone, Pam?
I think one of the things that really helped me when we first started out was realizing that this wasn't like an all or nothing thing. You know, that took the pressure off. My husband and I figured, well, you know, we'll try it out for a year or so and see how things go. We knew the kids could always go back to school. So what that meant was I could dive into our new unschooling days with a sense of exploration. Let's see where this leads us. And you know what? That also worked well for, you know, that pressure from friends and family, because I could say, we're going to try this out and see how it goes. And so far, it's working really well. So, you know, that's kind of hard for them to argue with. You know, I'm not drawing a line in the sand because I don't know that line yet, right? I'm still learning. And then once you've decided to try it, the next piece of advice would be to immerse yourself in that world. And that's for two reasons, because immersion learning is great. You're reading about how unschooling works. You're maybe even able to connect in person with people who are doing it, as well as experiencing it in action in your days. And the other reason is that it drowns out those negative voices for now. You know, this is where we think we want to go, but we don't yet know enough to be able to counter those comments and pressures ourselves, right? We can't really explain it yet. So just don't go there. Let yourself just immerse into this world for now. I remember our first year, you know, the kids and I spent most of it just hanging out together. Our basement was filled with toys and games they loved. There was a big couch where they would build forts with all the pillows, their TV and game consoles, a computer. And they caught up on all the play that they had missed being in school. And I spent a lot of time just playing with them, getting to know them really well, just as people. And as part of that immersion learning, I also got up early most mornings and dove into learning about unschooling. Remember, I mentioned those email lists. I would immerse myself in those, reading other people's questions and answers and figuring out the principles behind this way of life, and then seeing it play out in our lives each day. I could contemplate how well my understanding and my experience were meshing together. So not only did my learning about unschooling skyrocket, it didn't leave much room for all that external conventional judgments to find their way in while I was still learning. And then eventually we just got to a place where we were more and more comfortable, and out we were exploring the world, seeing more people, and I was more comfortable at this point answering questions. Just kind of eased in from there.
Right. Yeah, definitely. You're a great advocate for everything unschooling, and such positivity, and just seems so natural. It's just such an easy way to live, and let your children just pursue their own passions. And thank you so much, Pam. Honestly, a lot to take away here. And I know you're kindly going to give our listeners an ebook. I was just wondering if you could just let them know what that is and how they can get in touch with you.
That introductory book is called What is Unschooling? And it just takes you through a few of the basic ideas as you first start to consider the transition to this education style, and then it will become a learning lifestyle that your whole family embraces, I'm sure. And you can find me online at livingjoyfully.ca. My podcast is there, my books, and tons of blog posts and articles and all sorts of stuff there.
That's great. Well, thank you once again, Pam, and have a great day.
Thanks so much, Graham. You too.
I hope you got as much out of that talk as I did. An excellent introduction to where we are now and where we could be. Please check your inbox. We'll be back in touch very shortly for much more inspiration for you to start your journey into homeschooling, child-led learning, and liberty. If you know of any families looking for alternatives to school, please give them our information, homeschoolingandliberty.com, and they are more than welcome to join us on this journey. We'll see you real soon. Cheers.
Beckoning now, calling us with this new song. Yeah, you gotta listen what it has to say. It will guide you along. Yeah, you gotta put yourself first every time, and she will catch you when you fall. Yeah, you gotta love yourself from within. Love yourself till you're full. Yeah, yeah. You gotta take the power back.
Yeah. ask yourself this question. What is so amazing and wonderful at government-run schools that you would send your children there to be taught by essentially strangers, a curriculum over which you have no authority or control? How would you like to be a part of your children's learning? You were a part of your children's learning as colors, how she ties her shoes, what is a butterfly, why mommy loves her. Why would you not want to continue to be a part of that?
Look at what you've been told for so long that you have to say, well, maybe they're not right and maybe your instincts are right. Unlearn those things.
This is about human rights and endowing children with dignity and agency and autonomy. And then guess what? As a side benefit, it works.
If you've enjoyed the episode so far and you'd like to help the show reach more like-minded families looking for alternatives to school, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a positive review and 5-star rating. If you'd like to become part of the show, become a valued Patreon. Head on over to homeschoolingandliberty.com/support and sign up for many of the exciting bonuses at Patreon. All of us send a massive, heartfelt thank you as we promise to bring you the most exciting and inspirational guests in the world of creative homeschooling and child-led learning. Thank you, one and all. May your family learning adventures be filled with light.